nerve, Greg. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
You're what?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
Night always comes.
Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because freedom is slipping away. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Barbara Jean Lindsay is an internationally acclaimed psychic, spiritual healer, author, and founder of the online mystery school Esoteric University. As the cosmic oracle, she is a conduit to the powers that be to answer your questions about your future self, past lives, current career, love. She shines light into the darkness to illuminate what was, what may be, and beyond. The readings and advice given by Barbara Jean Lindsay are for entertainment purposes only, should not take the place of any medical, legal, or financial advice given to you by a qualified professional, and are not a substitute for medical, legal, or financial advice. If you need a doctor, call a doctor. If you need to be expanded, call the Cosmic Oracle.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. It's Friday, January 28th. Yeah, January 28th. I mean, I was just here last week. It was like I just turned on the lights and turned them off and turned them back on again. This time has gone by so fast. I guess because my
There's a lot of static. Oh, there it goes.
Is there a lot of static? Are we okay?
Yeah, I am anyway.
Okay, how are you, Helen?
Yeah, there's a bit of static.
Huh. I wonder what that's from. Okay, let me turn it down.
Some kind of volume thing, something.
How's that? Is that better?
It's still got a bar.
But there.
Okay. Well, we'll
Give
just...
Give it a chance to warm up, because right now it seems to be okay.
Okay, good. Okay, because, hey, that's not unusual for this show. This is I always forget what year it is. I'm pretty sure now I figured it out. It's my seventh year, having a weekly show on Revolution Radio. It's always been the Cosmic Oracle Show. And, We started out by doing psychic readings and healings for people live on air. And then it kind of went into following ET UFO because I was into that, into contact and experiences. And then thanks to one of our guests, to our main guest tonight, Michael Harrell, he's the one who kind of turned me on to a whole Sasquatch part of me that I didn't know existed as well. And so we'll be interviewing him tonight. We have a co-host today. We have Helen Nunez as our co-host. I'll be introducing you to her. And before we start, though, I would like to thank you for giving generously to Revolution Radio. We're an all-volunteer station. No one gets paid for our time or effort here. And to help keep the lights on and the computers cool, if you could give a donation, we would really appreciate it. So just go to freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com. And give whatever you can, $5, $10. Also, we are supported by a new company that I've been working on very diligently for the last 6 months and before that for like 30 years, and that is Esoterra. And that you can go to esoterra.us. That's esoterra.us. Check us out. I think you'll like what you see there. And we give free readings on Tuesday, every other Tuesday at 2 p.m. live on Facebook. So go to our page, RSVP, and come join our network of fun people making some changes on the planet and lifting humanity's consciousness. So welcome, everyone. And I'll tell you a little bit about Michael. I met him on Facebook, so that's kind of interesting. I know Facebook gets a bad rap, too, but we're just not going to go there today. I'm really thankful for meeting Michael. He is the founder of Language Lessons of the Heart, and that's what we'll be talking about today with Michael. And he has a Facebook page, Language Lessons of the Heart, as well. And we'll be putting those links.
That's my group. I have a Facebook page. It's Michael Harrell.
And he has a Facebook page, Michael Harrell, as well. And that's Michael Harrell. That's MICHAEL.HARRELL.1426. And you can check him out. We'll be putting those links in our comment page. And also, you might know Michael as the co-founder of Pork and Beans Show and a co-host there.
Pork and Beans.
Pork and Beans, that's right. And all the work that he does regarding Sasquatch. And
got two people already from the Pork and Bean Show because I just posted it over there.
Uh-huh.
I think you got Brian Bland and Neil Bauman.
Oh, Neil, yes.
From the Pork and Bean Show. Yay.
Yay, very good, very good. So welcome to our show, Michael. And I know right before the show we talked about your Language Lessons of the Heart. I've had you on the show before. And I know this is new, kind of new to our co-host, Helen. So, Helen Menez, welcome to the show. And so, can we start off with, you know, when did you create this? How did this come to you? What it's all about? And I know we're going to be doing some live healing work here today. So, I'm really excited. So
yeah, we're going to do some little demonstrations. That will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, Language Lessons of the Heart is one of the, I've done this since, like, 1990s, back in the 1990s. That's when I did my Dark Night of the Soul. And before that, I was a yogi. You know, I was into yoga and I met four enlightened men and I got to the place where I had God realization. For anybody who doesn't know that, that means you meditate and from time to time the light turns on. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, and then if the light turns on all the time, that's called an enlightened man or a master, right? You're like, so, but I'm kind of like not really that. I never got that for a long. But I ran out of gas after 13 years of meditating. I ran out of gas and I was just leaning up against this mango tree and I ran out of gas and got this universe inside my head and they were talking, the universe was talking to me about if, you know, if I wanted to take the job of being God. And I said, well, you know, I don't really feel for it right now. You know, it seems like a lot of responsibility for not very much return. So, but the whole thing was, it was like saying, listen, well, whole thing was like to shake me up to go to another direction. So that was my last meditation after 13 years of meditating. Yeah. My last formal Kriya.
Kriya yoga, yeah.
And then, like, in the next few months, you know, my cat ran away. I lost my job. My girlfriend and I broke up. Well, that was a 10-year relationship. And so out here I was in this dark night of the soul thing, and I'm going, wait a minute. I'm a saint. And here I am, you know, my girlfriend left me and my cat ran away and, you know, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? But I was lucky I had some really powerful girlfriends who were in the meditation community. And this one of them just said, Michael, you're out of touch with your emotional body. Mm-hmm. And I go, what's that? Really? I thought that was the whole thing. Meditation was the whole thing, but it wasn't. Because your meditation doesn't really touch on where your emotional issues are.
Mm-hmm.
So that started me on this course correction into having to deal with my own childhood issues and my relationship issues and my God issues and my identity issues and. You know, and I was actually pretty messed up. I didn't know. The reason why I spent 13 years meditating was because I didn't feel good enough. Like, I didn't feel like I was worthy of love and that God would have to love, be the only one who could love me. So I was like, became a devotee of God to try to get the love that I didn't get. You see what I'm saying?
Trauma
is probably one of the main drivers for people who become these enlightened gurus. Another reason why a lot of these enlightened gurus are kind of like, you know what I mean? Because they became an enlightened being because of their trauma, and they never dealt with their trauma. So that's my story, how I started. And what happened was, I was reading some books on right use of will books, and at that time in the 90s, Primal Release, you know, Primal Scream was happening.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to get involved with a couple of therapists, and I tried that out a couple of times, and I took a acting class, and Primal Release was part of the acting class, right? So I was pretty amazing. I took that for 3 years, so that means that like one night a week for I guess it was in the winter time for 2 or 3 or 6 weeks or something, we would do this kind of emotional release and we'd do this acting thing. And it was really interesting because so I was doing my healing work at home and then I did this emotional release stuff. And what I did was I took that 13 years of meditation and I was able to, when I connected to my emotional beings, I was able to see how they form and how they evolve and how they fit together, and also how to heal them.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I started getting results, I'm going, oh, my God, this is like amazing. And then I hit the books. I read about 200 books of, psychoneuroimmunology and psychobiology and all this kind of stuff. I don't even remember them all now. It didn't make a lot of sense because what I was experiencing in my healing work was not talked about in psychology. They were still into like talk therapy.
Right.
You talk it out, you know, people talk it out for 15 years and they, you know, cost them $100,000 or something and they're still talking it out. I think they're still talking it out.
I think you're right. It still exists, that's for sure.
But that's not what it is. So let's say you have to go back. If you want to know about emotional healing, you have to go back to who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And who we are is energy beings.
Mm-hmm.
Energy beings. Yeah. We emerge from the field of energy, which is called the mother of everything, which is also one of the parts.
Oh, I love that.
Our will. Huh?
I love that. The mother of everything. I love that.
Is one of our parts. That spirit. I'll be talking about this. You can think about it.
Okay.
Spirit, heart,
Will
is in the belly down here all the way down to the sex, and then your whole body. Those are the four parts of consciousness.
Okay. I like that. Wait, say it again. Say it again, Michael, for the listeners. So it's, say it again, what the four parts are?
Heart is in your head.
Uh-huh.
Heart is in this whole heart region. It actually goes from your neck down to the rib cage. Mm-hmm. That's your heart region.
Mm-hmm.
And then your will is the bottom three chakras, starting from the bottom of your ribs all the way down to your poo-poo, your pup-pup. That's where your will is. There's three chakras there. There's three chakras up here, three chakras at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the heart takes one chakra from the throat and one chakra from the your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the three chakras there.
Okay.
And there's colors and all that. You know, that's basically the chakra thing. But then everything is expressed within the body, by the body. So the body is its own thing. You know, body gets tired and so on. But anyway, who we are is we are energy beings first and foremost.
Okay, I like that.
We're the ghost in the shell. And we come and go from bodies, physicality, back to our invisible energy bodies.
Right.
Now, as energy bodies, right, when people die, they have a death experience.
Yep.
They get up there, they feel all kind of light and love and everything.
Yep.
And then they go to this thing called a life review. You ever heard of those?
I have. I didn't have one when I had my NDE, but a lot of people do.
Almost all of your psychic impressions comes from the life review of people.
Okay.
It's the Akash, okay? So
Akash
is the darkness of space. That's the great mother.
Okay.
Right?
I did go there.
She's the great holder of everything.
I did go there.
Where?
To the Akashic record, to this pool, this dark pool.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of part of who we are. As energy beings, we record energy. Everything is energy. See, so this whole conversation I'm doing tonight is being recorded. And then when I'm dying, I'm going to say, oh, I didn't do too good on Barbara's show. You know, well, I did good, you know.
You're going to do fantastic. You are doing fantastic.
Huh?
You're doing fantastic. This is fun.
Oh, good.
I'm having fun. Helen looks like she's having some fun.
This is probably one of the most important understandings that there can be as a human being. What we do as energy beings, and then what we do in this physical body, is we have experiences.
Right.
And every experience has a frequency and an understanding, a meaning, and a context, and a flow, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like talking to you, you're listening, and you know, and I'm whatever. Okay, well, that's what's going on. That is recorded into your personal Akashic record.
Personal Akashic records. Okay, got
it. Akashic record is the record of all the Akash, which means the great mother.
Right, from all the times that we've had, all kinds of different
so
types.
Every blade of grass, every tree, every human, every bug, every animal, they're writing their life experience into it is recorded. Right? So that's really what we're doing is we're recording into this book of what they call a book of life, or the Akashic records, or the Akashic field, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
That's the only thing we actually ever do. Oh. Nothing else gets done. This is what we accomplish. This is what gets done. We don't.
I love it. If we're coming here, let's get some experiences then, right?
So, you want good experiences, you want quality experiences, and you want uncorrupted experiences.
Okay, so what's the difference? What's the difference?
If I insult somebody, I'm going to go up to heaven. I'm going to read that. We're going to have that dialogue with that person in real time. And I'm going to be that person. And myself. So I'm going to be myself talking to that person, and I'm going to be that person talking back to me.
Reflecting back,
pretty
right.
Pretty profound like that. So that's all we really are. And in order to heal, what we do is there's various ways of getting to clear out our emotional imprints.
Right.
So now that you understand we're healing, we're energy beings. Plus, that makes us infinite, immortal, and what was never created. We are emergent beings out of the great mother of everything. So you could call the great mother of everything, which is our will, which is our emotional body. The great mother of everything is both the mother of God and the wife of God.
Yeah.
So, okay, and it is our will that we want to heal. We want to heal. Your emotional body is your will. So your will is your emotional body.
Okay.
Which is your shadow body, with your inner child. There's all these different kind of words for it. But you want to heal your will because your will is what does the recording into the Akashic record.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Akashic record becomes what? What does it become in the next lifetime?
Your
karma.
Karma, okay.
Karma. All your right. Akashic is your karma.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about trauma, okay? You have trauma. All trauma, all the mental issues, all emotional issues, all family issues, all relationship issues, it all comes down to this discordant recording. You know, you're recording discord. It's called mm-hmm. undischarged traumatic stress. That means what you take in was traumatic stress, and it's held inside you by being undischarged. So it's undischarged traumatic stress.
Well, okay? And so a lot of people that are so ultra sensitive, right? All of my friends that are psychics and sensitives and healers, they would fit in that, right?
Everybody fits in that.
Yeah.
Everything fits in that. If you have trauma, mm-hmm. if you have emotional issues, loneliness, anxiety, depression, aggression, promiscuity,
fear,
addiction, all that stuff it's all one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's energy beings. So
right.
it's not, there's a million varieties of energy, but it's still energy.
Yeah.
So it's just energy.
Okay. So you teach how to manage that?
I'm just giving you the warm-up. Yeah, it's not. I'm just trying to place you in space and time. And
I love it. Well, we have some terms to jump off with, right? So we're all on the same page.
Yeah, so the term that you want to have and you want to maybe write down is undischarged traumatic stress.
I got it. Undischarged traumatic stress.
And the key word there is undischarged.
Yeah. You keep it in your body.
The undischarged traumatic stress is how you got to imprint it. And so this undischarged means it's not charged. So expression is to release that charge. When you mm-hmm. release that charge, that's what emotional mm-hmm. and crying and moaning and angry and frustration and anything that comes out vocally
okay.
is to discharge the stress.
Okay.
Okay.
So it sounds kind of messy.
It depends on how painful it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so parts of it are messy and parts of it are not so messy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any comments, Ellen, on with this that you've got so far? You're a pranic healer yourself, and so I'm thinking it might be sparking some things with you.
I like how Michael describes everything. What I was taught, we're taught kind of, just how to clear it. You know, you feel it. You can. It's like you don't want to say diagnosing, but you can understand the energy bodies by what you feel in it, and then you get that you have this sensitive touch, like that you feel, and so you can feel things sticky. You can feel things congested, and then we learn how to clear. But then it's still the person. If they're not ready for the healing, they'll attract it back in. So they'll feel themselves back up again. So then, you know, sometimes healings work and then sometimes, you know, it doesn't. So
I'm going to talk about that because, you know, what's calling for healing is basically pain. That undischarged traumatic stress is basically pain.
Okay.
So you can take and then we have the pain that's in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the recording of the event is out in our biofield.
Right.
So you can, I feel great now. And then a couple of days later, because the imprint is in the biofield, it comes back in. And because you haven't changed anything in the biofield, right? You haven't changed mm-hmm. the relationship or anything in the biofield. And it's the biofield that creates the body.
Huh.
Doesn't create the body. It holds the image, the 3D image of the body. So
okay.
if you have a blemish out there in the biofield, it's going to show up as disease somewhere along the line. And this blemish of the dark spot in your biofield is pain. But it's not just pain. It is a person. It is a situation. It is a time. It is an event. Okay? And so when you get wounded, it goes like this. And this is kind of interesting. Okay? It happens automatically.
Okay,
wait. Subconsciously, non-verbally, and invisibly.
Okay, can you say that again? Automatically.
Automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Non-verbally.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, subconsciously, invisibly, and what the other one was? Non-verbally.
Okay.
Okay. It goes like this: pop, 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 and you're imprinted. Okay.
Okay.
To reverse that, you have to go from unconscious, from automatic, you have to have a method, process, a thing to do.
Okay.
You know, like to change the tire of the car is a process. You have to change the tire on the car. You can't just look at it.
Right.
So you have to have something to do.
Okay.
And then you have to take it from out of the consciousness up into your consciousness. Mm-hmm. Right. So then you can see it and hear it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, that your dad said something, or some man said something, or your mom said something, did something to you. That's recorded in you, automatic, subconscious, non-verbally, and invisibly.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to heal it, and then it's gone. It's in your subconscious. So that means you're walking around with this wound, and you don't feel anything. You don't know. All you know is you don't feel good.
Is that the same as, like, the reptile brain? You know what they talk about, that reptile part?
No, it's got nothing to do with brains.
It doesn't. Okay.
Has to do with energy, because remember, we're energy beings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like out here.
The energy beings within, you know, will makes all that stuff. So they don't have to worry about that. You just stick with the energy of the feeling of the event, the feeling, the memory, and the feeling of the event.
Okay.
Because we can edit that. That's the important part, is you can edit it.
I love that. Okay.
If you edit it, you have a different result. That's a really important. This is a really important stuff, because you edit it in 5D time. You have to go back in time to edit it in this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool.
Taught something like that. They called it erasure. You would make an image and then you would put a duplicate on top of it, and you kept doing it until it disappeared.
That's a process. Yeah.
Is that kind of like that, or? Well, we're going to demonstrate it, so we'll go.
There's four processes that I have, and then there's four different things. One is emotional release, one is judgment and denial release, and the other one is talking to the parts of self, and the last one is an empowerment process.
I love it.
So, and this kind of like, each one of them could basically change your life, but when you put them all together as a coherent steps, there's no way you can't heal.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how deep it is. It's like it doesn't matter how dirty your house is. When it comes time to spring clean, you can clean it. Either it takes you 6 weeks or it takes you 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, right? Because you're just cleaning up the dirt in your house. Same thing with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We label consciousness like associative depression disorder and, you know, bipolar, triple personality, frappe. You know, we label these things, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's basically energy that's stuck in pain. That's
right,
it.
Right,
You know what I mean?
Well, and how many people get stuck in an identity of that, right? That's who I am. When
you want to know how many people this affects?
Yeah.
Anybody?
What the number? Well, it's not everybody, no. But according to the Center for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente, they did a big thing on this, and they said that 61% of the people in the United States have enough trauma to where it affects their health in the body. Right?
Wow, that's huge.
But if you go to key substance use and mental health. What do you call it? Indicators from the U.S. government, you know, they keep track of that stuff. That's basically a government website that tells you who's taking drugs and what kind of drugs they're on and everything like that. The people who are on psychoactive drugs, that means drugs for anxiety, depression, dissociative disorder, ADHD, and all that kind of stuff, all this alphabet, all that huge list of stuff, between them and people who are binge drinkers, it's 66%.
What?
66% of the people in the United States. That's hard data. This is not, well, you know, just subjective because you answered this questionnaire. No, this is hard data. People are taking that. Some people are taking all kinds of stuff. You know, it's not just one pill. Mm-hmm. They might take six pills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I don't know if for some reason we're kind of going off in this track, but it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's in your energy body and it is recorded in your biofield, you would not believe what the Center of Disease Control says is associated with the diseases that are associated with this.
Such
want me to read a list for it?
Well, how about a few?
I'll give you a few. Let me see. If this guy and Kim Smaller and come over here, because I happen to have a list. What happened to my Zoom doing something? Close that. Don't need that. Can I go over here? Okay, here's ACEs. Let's pop it up. Come on, pop
okay,
up.
Let me put you up there. Let me co-host. There we go.
Oh, I'm a co-host now. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, trust you.
What's going on with my... There it goes. Okay. Okay, the ACEs risk for chronic... Risk for chronic and illness and poor health, poor physical health. ACEs is adverse childhood experience.
Mm.
I'll read this real fast.
Okay.
If you just listen hard.
Okay.
Asthma, cancer, celiac disease, chronic fatigue, coronary heart disease, diabetes type 1 and 2, fibromyalgia, hypertension, irritable bowel syndrome, inflamed bowel disease, liver disease, lung disease, lupus, multiple sclerosis, something I can't even pronounce, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's, sleep disorder, stroke, thyroid, Graves and thyroid, Hirohito, and poor self-related health.
Wow.
That's from the Center of Disease Control.
That's amazing.
Okay, so this is real deal.
Yeah.
And the numbers are, if you have like, you know, small percentage, like, you know, two or three issues in your life, then you're probably okay. Anything over that, it cuts off 10 years off your life. Wow. If you're up in the high abuse level, it's 20 years off your life. So, people are dying at 60 when they're supposed to die at 80.
Mm.
That's huge. This is huge. And anyway, that's just kind of the nuts and bolts about it. Most people don't care about that stuff too much. They just want to feel better.
Yeah, it's good to have a big picture of it, though. This is your life's work, though, wouldn't you call it, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of, I guess, one reason that, well, I was taken on a craft once and I told them about it. I spent 5 hours on the craft explaining everything to them.
What'd they say?
They were like, they said, we want you to give a report. So I did.
Fantastic. And?
Well, it was just a boost my ego or something to just make me feel better because I'm the only one who knows that this is the most powerful healing modality in the world because
it works. Yeah.
They were just kind of giving me some recognition. I don't think it really means anything. You know? One of my issues is with bad self-image. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not worthy and I'm not smart enough and I'm not good enough and I'm not.
We call it stinking thinking, right?
Well, stinking thinking.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so where are we now? Okay, so we're energy being.
Yes.
All issues comes down to undischarged traumatic stress, unexamined, unheld, or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way it happens, the flow of the way it happens is automatic, subconscious, nonverbal, and invisible. And the way you reverse that is to make the subconscious conscious to have a method instead of it being automatic, and to make it visible and auditory. Okay.
Can someone do this for you, or is it something that you can only do for yourself?
You could have a practitioner
do it for you.
A life coach do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really pretty good, because some people just can't get started. They're just too jammed up, and they need somebody to walk them through it. But you know, once you do it, you know how hard is it to talk to yourself? It's just like sock puppets. Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? My name's Jack. My name's James. So you know, saying that's like talk that put. That's as hard as it is.
Okay.
For the process I'm going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the parts of self.
Okay.
How long is this show going to be?
2 hours. But I have we have a break at 5:57 to 6:04. But I'll let you know when the break comes.
Yeah, but I mean, how long is the whole show?
2 hours.
2 hours? Okay, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thoughts start in the brain area. This is what the experience is. It may not start to come anywhere, but I mean, it starts to start here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts go down through our heart, and then it's the belly, right?
Yeah.
They hit here.
Yeah.
Right? And then from the belly, you can correct it, the gut feeling, you can correct it or you feel it, and then it goes out to the body.
Okay.
That's the way the flow is. All thoughts, and thoughts are electric, the belly's magnetic, and so if you have bad thoughts, like, I'm gonna die, or I'm gonna lose my house, or I'm gonna get fired. That goes down through goes from your head down through your heart. It hits the emotional body, goes out to the body as a shock or as a dread or as a feeling or as a guilt or shame or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. But
there's that flow there. Spirit is causal, and your will, which is in your belly, reacts, right?
Yeah.
And corrects. That's not the ring of truth is actually in your belly.
Huh.
So you go, that's not true. But the mind is sort of like the antithetical force, and your belly is the inclusivity. So I don't know if you know what that means, but the universe includes everything.
Mm-hmm.
The great mother respect.
The connection
includes everything, right? But the mind excludes. I'm not this tree, I'm not you, I'm not that, I'm not this microphone, you know. See, that's exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you said the mind excludes and
the dynamics are going on inside of us.
Okay, the mind excludes and the belly
includes.
Okay.
The mind does not have to feel, but your belly absolutely has to feel.
Okay.
Because it's inclusive, so it has to feel. It has no gates.
Hmm.
And then heart is in the middle. So now we have the dynamics of your inner family.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is the man. Heart in this dynamic is the child. And the belly is the mother. So father and the mother, heart is the child, right?
Oh,
of this dynamics of inner talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the body is your house, is form. It's like it's actually the body of spirit. So there's everybody talks about the mind-body connection,
right?
But almost nobody talks about the spirit-heart-will connection, because they always leave the will out because nobody wants to deal with that. And they don't want to throw in the heart. So they say, oh, this is mind-heart-body. You hear that all the time, mind-heart-body.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why your modality sucks is because you leave out the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You leave out the heart of a healing modality.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
And I believe that the deep feminine, when that's the one you're trying to hear.
Yeah. So it's mind, say the four again for our listeners, please.
What?
It's the mind, starting with the mind.
Right. The mind is where the thoughts come from, and it's electrical. And this electrical charge of your thought, it can be an inspirational check thing, or it could be discouraging, or whatever, or subconscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have this subconscious, I'm not good enough, the world's against me, That goes down through your heart, and the heart has to deal with that, and then watch it pass on to the mother, which is his mother, and it slaps onto the mother, and she cringes, and then you cringe, right? Mm-hmm. It goes into your belly, and you cringe because it goes out to the body. So there's the will body polarity is the second half, the will body polarity.
Okay. Is that where it gets trapped? Is that kind of where it gets trapped then? Is it trapped in a way?
Mm-hmm. Right. If you ever get a massage, you can have somebody rubbing you and then a feeling will come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's because it went to the belly, then it goes out to the body and the body holds it in stride and muscles.
Huh.
Yeah. And also that's what if it's a heart issue, and that's what that whole list of diseases that I got.
Right.
If the energy of discord, of pain not felt, goes into some organ or your heart or your brain or whatever, that's going to cause problems later on. It's slow, but it's deadly.
So it's like how many people are living in denial of that, right? Everybody?
200 million, yeah. 200 and something million.
Yeah. Well, because it's not convenient. It's more convenient to not look at it, right?
Nobody wants to get their teeth drilled, and nobody wants to look at their pain. That's how it got stuck in the subconscious.
Yeah, so we get to kind of jackhammer it out of there, right?
There's different ways of doing it. Sometimes you can just love it out.
Ooh, now that's, you have my attention.
Scream it out.
Ooh, scream it out.
Yeah. So, okay. This is your inner family. This is the father,
mm-hmm.
the belly is the mother,
mm-hmm.
the heart is the child, and your body is the house.
This is the inner family,
and this is inner kingdom too, right? And if you're not addressing your inner kingdom, then you run into problems. You know, I've got slides. You think I should show a slide or something?
Yeah, you can show some slides, for sure.
Yeah, let me see if I can get something going. But,
Look at where I am. Let's see. Okay. We're good. Wow. I like all of this, though.
Any questions yet? I just have a bunch of questions.
Are you kidding? But I want to just kind of stay because we only have 2 hours and I want you to really go over this with everyone, and they can reach you at, Language Lessons of the Heart on Facebook too.
That's a group, yeah.
Yeah, it's a group.
I'm pleased to get to Mike Harrell.
Yeah, it's Harrell.
So, right, like Barrel with an H.
Yeah, and so yeah, I want to. You know, I started doing those a long time ago when I first met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on and did.
What part were you doing?
I don't remember now. But I started doing them and they were working, and somehow I got, you know, onto something else, but I'm definitely going to go check them out again. But I think Helen and I will be your.
I got this all on video format. It's all on YouTube under Mike Harrell. You can browse around in there.
Oh, let's do that. So I didn't, Michael, is it Harrell?
Mike Harrell on YouTube. I've got all the videos on
you
there.
You do? So okay. That's right.
Gets lost or wants to find out about what we're talking about.
Yeah. Let's see if we can post that on Facebook. I remember that's what I did. I started all your lessons on Facebook. I mean, on YouTube.
Okay, can you see this?
Yep. Oh, there it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, so you see the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit, heart, will. Will is down here in body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's biophoton field, body torsion field, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a lot of things that look like that. But that's the basic flow of how it goes inside your body and what we're gonna show you in our little experiment.
We're having a demonstration today.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this. Yeah, not that one. Not that one. That one. Yeah. Let's see if I get this one. Okay, this is kind of, this one is this what I want to show you.
Okay.
It's this one. Okay, this is from Dr. Emoto.
Oh, right.
And this is like we have little grains of rice with a little bit of water, right?
Yeah.
And it was this is with them being in there for 1 year and 3 months.
Wow.
Right? And when you say to the, one bottle of the little container of rice,
mm-hmm.
love and gratitude, right? And for a year and 3 months, almost nothing happens to the rice. It doesn't rot, nothing happens. It's like perfect rice. And then, the next one over to the right would be to say thank you, right?
Yeah.
You say thank you to that bottle. And then you say, you fool, right?
Yeah.
You fool. And then look what happens to the rice after a year and 3 months. It's just mush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the part. Because we're going to be talking to the parts yourself.
Right.
I want you to understand, and this is the part that I want you to say. So you see what says ignored there?
Yes.
What's in the vial? It's black.
It looks terrible.
Blue. Black, nothing.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Yeah.
That's from ignoring. You just don't talk to it, don't look at it, you don't do anything. Okay, I want you to get that kind of etched in your mind, because when we start to do the work, then you can see, how it works. Here's another one. I'll do another one. It does the same thing with plants. Oh, come on, share button. Because people can do this experiment at home, I think. What happened to my thing here?
Well,
it looks like a whiteboard.
Yes, we can see a whiteboard.
Get rid of that. Try it again. So there's self-talk, right? This is all about self-talk, because the idea of you can do it to, there you go.
Okay.
I love you and I hate you. I hate you is like frost up. Love you is like more white, but if you just ignore it,
it looks worse. Yeah.
If you say I hate you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You want to know why that is?
Yes.
I'll show you right here. Okay. Right here. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. Okay?
Yep.
And that is to be ignored.
Wow.
You're indifferent. You're ignored. And when we ignore ourselves, we don't love ourselves, we don't acknowledge ourselves, we don't connect to ourselves, we don't talk to ourselves, then that puts you in the ignored. You ignore yourself. And that's why trauma and stuff is so, stuff hurts and you ignore it. That's how it goes, right? And you pay the price for it later on.
Wow.
So.
All right, you have our attention.
Questions? I got more. You want to see what it looks like with plants?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people that are listening are in that category of just ignoring. Because do you know why? Because people are so busy. You just stay busy all the time.
Yep.
Oh, that poor thing.
I love you. I hate you. When you say I hate you,
yeah.
It's still better. It is still better than to be ignored.
Ignored, right.
Ignored, it's like, oh my God, what happened to that plant?
Right.
So even to say I hate you is giving energy to the plant.
Right,
And when you say I love you, it thrives. And that's what's the best thing. But you have to pay attention to what happens when it's ignored.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Right. And so what we're going to do is talk to the parts of self, which is the complete opposite of ignoring the self. How cool is that?
I like that.
Yeah.
These are great tools.
Great tool, yeah. So, remember the dynamics. This is the man, this is the woman.
Right.
Right.
This is a child.
If you have trouble with the man out there, Mm-hmm. It's because your man is having trouble with your belly.
Okay.
So
let's look at that.
Is giving yourself a problem, like with subconscious kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy. Then you're going to get a man who will treat you, I'm not worthy.
I see. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
This is a man, this is a woman, right? And for a man, if he's going to go with a woman, if the woman tries to be dominant or bitch or abuser or whatever to him, that's going to be how his own emotional body treats him.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's that whole dynamic there. So this internal relationship is the model and the pattern for your external relationship.
I love it.
It is the core. If your internal model is not right, it's out of balance, there's no way you're going to pick the right guy or the right girl.
Right.
Because you're going to be trying to fulfill this imbalance, or
right.
you're trying to replicate it, or you're trying to rebel against it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The dad was a preacher and really strict, and you end up going off with a motorcycle guy, right? That didn't work because it's the same kind of dynamics of your imbalance that you
right.
got as a kid. Okay, you know, this is the thing. This is so important. I want everybody to understand that this has never been taught on Earth before. Mm-hmm. Never. Right? You have all kind of ancient wisdom and, like, meditation's been taught and all this kind of stuff and philosophy's been taught. But talking to the parts of stuff is never. This is new.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the oldest thing that there is, it's still new in this modality.
Huh.
So you want to learn how to do it?
Heck yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, yeah. We do. We have 6 minutes before we go to break.
Okay, well, 6 minutes, but let's just do an introduction. And just
okay.
Hello.
Okay.
So here's what you do.
Okay.
Imagine, just take your energy of your head and you look at your hands.
Okay.
Right? And you say, hello, my beautiful spirit, because that's your energy of your head. Say hello out loud.
Okay.
Remember, it's got to be verbal and visual.
Okay.
So you use your eyes and you look into your hands, you say, hello, my beautiful spirit, how are you? And then you wait for your spirit to say something.
Okay.
And say it out loud so we can hear it on the mic.
Okay.
Hello,
my beautiful spirit.
Hello, my beautiful spirit, how are you?
How are you doing? How are you?
What did your spirit say?
It said it's holding
okay,
something.
I'm holding up. That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah. And a sense of warmth. I feel warm. And, yeah.
Okay, so that's clearly, right? So
yeah.
Right now it's not being verbal with you. That's okay. Well, we'll work into it.
Okay.
Okay, so. And we have this big old heart. It says,
okay.
You pull your heart out and said, hello, heart, very nice to meet you, or whatever. How are you doing? You know?
Hello, heart, very nice to meet you. How are you
eyes
doing?
Eyes open.
Oh, eyes open. Hello, heart, very nice to, wait, let me do it again. Hello, heart, very nice to meet you. How are you doing? Oh, she's sad. My heart's sad.
Okay, that's information. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And Helen, how's it going? Are you still getting feelings, or did you get any sounds or any words coming with it?
I didn't get any words. But it's funny, the top of my mouth got itchy. Like, so I don't know what that means.
Ask your heart if it has something it wants to say.
My heart, do you have something to say to me? Well, what is that? Everything's going to be okay.
That's what the heart said?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's useful information. Incredible useful information. Okay, now we're going to go to your belly. So just feel your belly.
Okay.
And pull the energy out and say, you know, your little greetings. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Very nice to meet you.
Whatever
the words you're feeling are.
Anything you'd like to
eyes
say.
Eyes open and make it loud enough so you can hear it with your own ears.
Okay. Hello.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Is there anything you'd like to say to me?
How are you doing?
Connecting. It's like all these connections.
I
so
got
Robert, what does your will have to say?
It says the will says it's like connected. It's like little like puzzle pieces.
That's interesting. That's interesting information.
Okay. Yes.
And Helen, how are you doing? Is your will saying anything?
No, I'm not hearing anything. I get a breath, and do I have this? Can you hear me? My first thought was lighter. I felt lighter.
Lighter, yeah. Well, that's probably what it is, because you're lightening it up by talking to them.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal for them. It's like, oh, it's like they're waking up. It's like, oh, wait a minute. They're talking to me, you know? So they never did that before. It's like, it takes a while to build trust and to keep practicing. Okay, for the last one, you just have to just imagine feeling all the energy of your body,
mm-hmm.
pull it onto your hands and say, hello, body, or welcome, or... Yeah,
hello,
love
buddy.
You
welcome.
Like
I love you. Is
say
there
it out loud
you'd
so you can hear.
Like to say.
Look into your hands and just talk to the whole energy. Mm. There you go.
How are you doing, body? How are you doing?
Hmm. Is it like a lot of white energy?
Ask her what the white energy is.
It's in between. Like in between the worlds, it's in between.
Was that what your body said?
Yeah.
So body says I have a lot of light energy in between the worlds.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And there's some sparkles. and now we're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, anybody. We'll be back at 6:04. And we'll be right back with Michael Harrell and Helen Menyes. And we're talking about our language lessons of the heart. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
How are
you doing so far? We're doing good. We're on air.
Listen to Revolution Radio at
freedomslips.com,
okay. And we'll be right back after this message.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B. at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello and welcome back to the Cosmic Oracle Show.
I gotta fix it right now.
Yes. Hello. Wait. There we are.
Mike.
Wait, I'm working on it. I have to find it. There it is. Heck. One second. Here, I'm just being busy doing something else. There we go.
Put your mic on, Barbara.
I'm doing it. Yes, I was too busy being like, getting everything in, Facebook. So we have a link for you, Michael, there on Facebook. To your group and, to your Facebook page. And, so we're all set. That's, welcome back everybody to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. And, you're listening to us, live from Revolution Radio. This is our 7th year. I thought it was our 8th year, but I think it's only our 7th year. So, every Friday now, from 5 to 7, Pacific Standard Time. And, thank you for giving donations. We're an all-volunteer station. Go to freedomslips.com, give $1, $5, whatever you can spare. We're also sponsored by esoterra.us. And with us, we have, a co-host, Helen Menez, who is a teacher and a healer, an amazing lady. And we have, and a dear friend. And we have another dear friend, Michael Herrera. Harrell, I always want to say Harrell, but it's Michael Harrell.
That's pronounced like Barrel.
So now remember, Michael Harrell, Language Lessons of the Heart, and we're working with you. So let's continue and kind of begin where we left off again. So we were just working on...
This is talking the parts of yourself and mm-hmm. how not to ignore yourself.
Right.
Ignoring yourself comes with a cost, and it is dramatic reduced in the length of your life.
Yeah.
And the quality of your life.
Yeah. You know, like when I was looking at my body and talking to the body, it's kind of like my body still has a part of it still on the other side. So that's interesting to me.
That's interesting, because maybe your body doesn't want to be here. Interesting especially when you need to work with your body about your weight issues because of your relationship.
Right.
And that's something you can work out.
Make
an agreement.
An agreement. If I'm going to be here, then I have to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where do you want to go from here? You want to keep going? I'm just showing you how this works.
Let's
want to take a little deeper.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's get an agreement, if you can do it.
Okay.
You pull out your spirit and say, I'm empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my will. Will you help me? This is a yes or no question. I'm empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my will. Say it out loud, eyes open, look at your hand.
Okay.
And address it to the spirit.
Okay.
And wait for the answer.
Okay, you have to say it again for me to repeat it again. Let me write it down. I am empowering myself. Go ahead.
With a strong and loving intent.
With a strong and loving intent.
To heal my will.
To heal my will. Okay.
Will you help me?
Will you help me? Okay. I am...
Eyes open.
I am empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my will. Will you help me?
Big yes.
They know what the game is already.
But of course.
Yes, of course. Same question. Ask it to the heart.
Okay.
Hello, heart. I'm empowering myself with strong and loving intent to heal my will. Will you help me? Say it loud enough because your voice is your expression.
Okay. Hello, heart. I am empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my heart. Will you? To heal my will. Will you help me?
There's a hesitancy.
Okay, that's interesting information. Ask about that.
What does that mean? Why is there a hesitancy? I heard, I'm not sure.
Tell your heart that your will holds the deepest pain. And when you heal the will, you will heal heart too.
Okay. The will holds the deepest pain. When I can heal my heart, I can heal
When you can heal your will, you can heal your heart too.
Mm-hmm. When I can heal my will, I can heal my heart too. Will you help me? There, I got a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the hesitant. You didn't want to be left out. See? And you got heart issues. Your heart's got issues. Letting you know, I'm hesitant because, like, I want to get in on this too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredibly valuable information. And how did it go, Barbara?
Mine's a tree. I don't know what that means, but it's a tree.
Ask it. What does the tree mean? Ask it out loud.
Okay, it just said let go.
So what does let go mean?
Free.
free it.
Do you understand what any of that means?
No.
Tell your heart you don't understand what it means. Will you help me heal the will and heal all parts of myself?
Will you help me? Will you help me with the will of my heart and help me heal myself? It feels ancient. It's like an old tree. Huh.
Well, that's pretty profound, actually, but that's not a yes or no answer. Yes or no.
It's a yes.
Okay.
It's always been healed. Just me, I have to know it.
Okay, so that's interesting data.
That's wild.
Data. Huh?
That's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's like holographic.
You've never been on Earth before, and it is like amazing what this stuff can do.
Yeah.
Okay, now where were we? That was
the heart. Yes. Yeah.
Big Mama. Now remember. This whole thing is about healing the will, because when mom's happy,
everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. And remember, everything is birthed through the mother, including the entire universe, where the will represents your connection to the higher whole universe, and your will represents your connection to Mother Earth and all that goddess energy. So when you heal her,
You
know what I mean? It's going to be good and loving, you know?
Yeah.
So ask your will.
Okay.
I'm empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my will. Will you help?
I'm empowering myself with a strong and loving intent to heal my will. Will you help me? Wow.
I know yes.
Yes. Yay.
Yes.
Both of you got a good yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's like a cosmos on the left and another kind of a tree on the right. It's interesting.
You're like a cosmic mother, so don't worry about it. You just get my cosmic symbology. And it goes, really, listen, here's the thing. I didn't tell you this before, but your spirit is connected directly to God. Your heart is directly connected to the heart of creation. Your will is directly connected to the mother of everything. And your body is connected to the father of manifestation, which is the God of form.
Okay.
So their higher selves of these guys are what you're talking to.
I love it.
Talk about the void and that spirit and all that kind of stuff. It just slipped in and out of the personal connection to the cosmic connection.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. And that, the four parts of the self and the four parts of the creator come together. The double tetrahedron, which is the Merkabah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
The four parts of God in the four parts of man connected is the Merkabah, and that's in your heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is how to make it happen.
Wow.
Okay, now we got our body. Remember, body's big deal. It's a father message. If you can get father manifestation on your side, then it's going to manifest, right?
Yeah.
Manifest the form of healing, the form of love, the form of life, the form of prosperity, the form of, because that's the God of form. So body's a big deal. The form of health.
Mm-hmm.
Get your body on your side. FYI, I have not been sick for 30 years.
Wow.
I'm doing this. Not even a flu, the cold, nothing. All right?
Okay.
30 years, because my body, we're all in alignment. So talk to your body. You know? By healing the will.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the will's not happy, the body's not happy. Because body has to hold the pain of the will for her.
Okay. I am empowering myself with a strong, loving intent to heal my will. Body, will you help me?
Will you help me?
Eyes open.
Oops. Should I do it again with my eyes open?
I'll just remind you, you're not going off into the ether. You're staying
in the body. Grounded in the body. Let me do it again.
Automatic, subconscious, nonverbal, and invisible. You reverse that around. And we're doing the process now.
Okay.
Which is a method. And we're doing it consciously. We're doing it verbally. And we're watching what we're doing. You see, that's
before
to turn it around.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Okay.
I am empowering myself with a strong, loving intent to heal my will. Body, will you help me?
Yes.
Yeah. I felt it in my body, like, yeah. Yes. Wow,
cool.
Like, you know,
very
like,
cool.
I
very
God.
Cool. Very
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a little celebration, a pat on the back. How's it going there?
Yeah, it's a connect. It says yes. It's connection. It's like a connection. Again,
right.
I'm just getting that same kind of a like a puzzle between two things. So.
Yeah. So that's they're giving you information, but
yeah.
basically what you want to get the agreement. So now
yeah.
we did this one round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this for the first time in your whole life, you know that you're congruent. Your head, your heart, your will, and your body are all said yes. You're
mm-hmm.
congruent.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time you've been congruent and know it.
I think I knew that once before in this, but not in this way, when I had the NDE and came back into the body. But
yeah,
that's
pretty congruent too.
Yeah, it's pretty congruent. But right. this is very, very cool. This is important.
Yeah, but I mean, just if the average person doesn't have an NDE, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to take it down to the personal friendship family level.
Okay.
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 We're going to do the same process. Pull out the spirit energy. We're doing the spirit energy first because that's
okay.
the way the flow goes.
Okay.
Pull out your spirit energy. Look into your hands and say, I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me?
Ooh, that's good.
I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Head, will you help me? Internal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a positive.
I'm doing it old school.
You're writing it out?
Yes, because it makes it, I just do it.
That's good because you're making it 3D, you know, so you can visually, you can use your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You want to use your
okay.
eyes to make it happen.
Yeah. I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me? Yes.
Beautiful.
A big why.
Onto the heart.
Okay.
Onto the heart.
Okay. Under the heart. I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me? Mm.
Okay. I want to create an internal
atmosphere
of love and cooperation. Heart, will you help me? With the breath. Yeah.
Coming with some feelings, huh?
Those feelings, like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Like, hold on to your head.
There you go. That's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I, really, what we're doing now, remember what I said at the beginning, we're riding into the Akash.
Mm-hmm.
We're riding and the Akash becomes your karma. This is eternal stuff. If you're conscious of it being eternal, or impactful for many lifetimes, you know what I'm saying? It,
mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. Okay, so what's next?
Okay.
The next one?
Mother.
My great mother, the will.
The will. I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me?
Great mother, I want to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me? There's a little hesitancy. Like, I have to coax it somehow. Coax the mother.
No, don't coax it. Don't cajole, don't anything. Just ask questions.
Okay.
Why are you hesitant? Is there anything you need? You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Why are you
hesitant? You want them to be equal to you. So it's no bullying or no coercing or no mommying. You want to be equal.
Okay. So yes, no question. Just remember that. Okay. How did you phrase that again?
I would like to create an internal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me?
Will you help me? And like, I get this, like, it's anxiousness. So it's a feeling, I don't get a word, but it feels like I'm like, reining in. So I need to ask.
Just ask what she's feeling. Just ask her what she's feeling about that.
Oh, okay. What are you feeling about that, Mother? Letting go is what I hear.
Yeah, she probably might have been holding on for a long time, so I don't know.
Yeah, letting go, and kind of it feels like that, kind of like there's a feeling, like a tension, like old tension. So, yeah, there's something to, like, release. Oh, so maybe that's what I say. So, Mother, are you ready to release this now?
See what happens.
It feels like a balloon deflating. I didn't hear any answer, but just
a balloon and deflating?
Deflating, yeah. Like, it's, like, relaxed instead of holding the tension. It's like...
Well, that's exactly what happens when you are healed. You know, it's like you have this pressure, and then it dissolves. So, you know, it's like an exhale in a way.
Yeah, but, that's kind of what it feels like.
Maybe she's saying, and ask her if that's her way of showing that she wants to do it.
Oh, is that your way of showing me that to release this tension? Yes, I got a yes.
Okay. So she's already ahead of you. She's waiting. She wants to get to the release part, you know. But let's go. Right. She's going. She's on order. Calvary's come, you know what I mean? So she's happy.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like it's going out my fingertips, like, whoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, out my fingertips.
So this has been a long time coming for them.
Yeah.
It's been a long time of being ignored. It's been a long time of no contact. You know what I mean? They've been, out of incredible love and devotion to you, they've just been following along with what your life plan is. And they've never, you know, they never asked for help. They never asked for healing. They just are doing whatever they can to make your life better. And now, for the first time, we're going in and asking them, how are you doing? What's going on with you? Can I help you? You know what I mean? That's like yeah. world changing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure. Talk. Oh. And how does Barbara doing?
Well, I hit some pain and suffering there.
So your will is showing you right away. Let's deal with this.
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna wait around for all this yes and no business here. What are you gonna do with this?
Right.
On the ball, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're ahead of the game.
They are.
Remember, they're your subconscious and they're also your superconscious.
Right. Just kind of letting go.
And then let's not forget our lovely body.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that feels so much better.
Our atmosphere of love and cooperation. And this is for the body, by the way, because if there's conflict between spirit, heart, and will, the body has to hold it. So it's really imperative. And that's this internal family is body's family. It's you know, body's house, body's form. So it's important to get that alignment.
Okay.
Body.
So, body, I want to create an eternal atmosphere of love and cooperation. Will you help me?
Will you help me? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Good solid yes. If you got a yes out of body, that's a good thing because body's fundamental. And body is kind of like the end results. You can get the spirit, heart, and will sorted out. Mm-hmm. And what reflects out to the body, this is why I've been healthy for so long, because mm-hmm. if I don't have any internal conflicts, then my body can be used to keep me healthy instead of fending off or holding on to stress and toxic communication.
Right. But I do feel there's stuff in my neck, like I want to just rotate it, and I hear it click, 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 click. Like, it just feels really good to do that.
That's body doing it. You talk to body. Mm-hmm. You already got a yes from body, and now body's moving. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, whoa.
Body wants to let go of something. Yeah, he's telling you right where it is, too. I say it's he because the energy of spirit, heart, and body are masculine. Even if it's the masculine energy because it's that manifesting kind of energy. But will is the feminine, which mm-hmm. is magnetic and the feminine polarity. So it's three masculine energies and one feminine energy. But that energy can be polarized towards man or woman, whatever. Your mm-hmm. body can be whatever it is. But in the energy, it is masculine because mm-hmm. of the electric. This is electric, and it's electric, and your body is electric. And the will is magnetic and emotional.
Anyway. That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it, your body said it was okay or what?
Yeah, it was. I'm surprised. I was, you know, kind of like, and I've been working with it more, and it likes that. It just told me it likes the movement. I've been giving it more movement, and that's really what
that's
it liked.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. So it's good.
Okay, so two. Absolutely, you know that you're in. You're congruent. All your parts are going in the same direction at the same time on the same page. How cool is that?
It's very cool.
That is very cool.
It feels different.
And it's about healing the will. Remember, it was all about healing the will.
Yeah.
And they understand that if you heal the will, that the heart and body and spirit, everything balances out.
Yeah.
Because that's the mother. That's where the energy of life comes from. Mm-hmm. Life is creation, comes from there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm definitely sitting different in the body than when we first started the show.
Okay, now let's do some process work. You want to do a little process work?
Heck yeah, let's flame on. Let's do it.
This is real mild stuff, but you know, you can do more at home if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do a round of forgiveness.
Okay.
And if you have anything in your mind that you want forgiveness from, like, you know, I'm not been there for you. I've wrecked my car a bunch of times in this vehicle and I didn't, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I didn't support my spirit, or I didn't connect or apologize for that. So, hello spirit, I'd like to apologize. I really want to apologize for all the things that I didn't help you with, or that I screwed up and didn't support you with. Please forgive me. Yeah? Just whatever comes up for you, it's going to be different for your spirit, heart, will, bodies. Heart. Yeah, a lot of broken hearts. You're going to have to apologize for that and ask for forgiveness. And mm-hmm. really, you've got to be real with them, and they'll be real with you.
Okay. Hello, spirit. I really want to apologize for all of this stuff I screwed up. Will you help me? Oops.
So ask for forgiveness from your spirit.
For forgiveness.
And anything that's on your list of things to ask for forgiveness for.
Ask for forgiveness.
You can spend hours doing this because we have a long list of things to ask forgiveness for. And then that mm-hmm. lets you off the hook, like lets them off the hook, and mm-hmm. kind of balances everything up, you mm-hmm. know. Just to acknowledge that mistakes were made mm-hmm. and pain has happened as a result of not knowing enough, not seeing it in advance,
mm-hmm.
not being smart enough, not seeing it coming, mm-hmm. not knowing what to do with suffering or when it happens, and so on. And so then we forgive ourselves for that. Forgive,
mm-hmm.
forgive. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's all.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I love you.
And make sure when you talk, talk enough so that your own ears can hear.
Mm-hmm. Apologize, where I screwed up. Will you help me with that? And forgive me. Forgive you. Thank you. I love you. Please forgive me.
Wow, it's not ever take out tension.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you to go from one to another. Just go ahead and go through it however you feel.
Okay. Well, that could be a while.
It's what's worthwhile because people need to see what we're seeing now. It's never been seen on Earth before.
Yeah.
And it's real. Important. That's real powerful. And loving.
It is. Well, to love ourselves, right? To really love ourselves.
As of right now, you've increased your love by 400%. Self-love. Self-love by 400%. And if you keep working, you increase
intelligence
by 400%. How can you say that? In one modality, increase your self-love by 400% and your intelligence by 400%.
Well, I can feel it on my crown chakra for sure. Isn't that funny? Can really feel it there.
Oh yeah, you're aligning your energies.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You're freeing up little blocks, little kinks.
Yeah.
Smoothing out the discord, you know, like some harmony with this discord. That's
healing. Yeah.
Remember, that's goes to the Akashic record.
Right.
So this harmony, disharmony becomes harmony. So forgive. Ask for forgiveness.
Please forgive me. I love you.
I really want to apologize.
I love you. That's the one. Yeah. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been an easy life. I know you took a beating. Please forgive me for that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Please forgive me.
It's not all been roses.
To say the least. Thank you. I didn't take care of you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize for 1,000 things that I don't even know of.
That's right. All the stuff you don't know and all the stuff you can't remember.
Right.
Forgive me for not remembering everything.
Let's just like slay it, right? Please forgive me. I love you.
Okay, dear mother.
I really want to apologize for the stuff I screwed up. I really screwed up. I did a really good screw up on that one. Will you help me? Yes.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Thank you. I love you. I really want to apologize for one other thing I just thought of and 100,000 other things that I haven't remembered. You're screwing up. Will you forgive me? Sincerely. Sorry for all the pain and suffering. Sorry for the neglect. Sorry for ignoring you. Please forgive me. I love you. I really love you. I hope.
Thank you.
takes a while. It's a little bit of a slow process, but it takes a while to actually talk to somebody and connect and try to be real and care, you know?
Yeah.
It's not quick, but then it has deeper, long-lasting results.
Yeah, there we are. And this is something we can pick up and do every day, right?
You do it every day. If you're doing process work, you do it every day. If you're all balanced out, maybe once a week or so.
Once a week,
And it depends on how far you go. Like, I went really, really
deep.
Really deep into this for a long time, and I taught it for a long time. And one day the rest of my language lessons are a hard process. When you learn the process, you teach it to your parts of self, and at some point, they take over and they heal you.
Oh, I love that.
That's what you want.
So it's automatic.
Because from then on, your internal connections, they're all processing stuff. I mean, you're not getting hurt anymore, you're not judging anymore, you're not feeling denied anymore, you get rid of your denials, and it just, you know what I mean?
It's on automatic.
It takes a while to do that, but then at that point, they didn't want to be separate anymore from me. They wanted to reintegrate as one being. But I still know, I still feel them separate, but I know that they wanted to be integrated as to one functioning human being because they're all acknowledged. It was the same team and we really want.
Sovereignty.
But I've had a friend of mine's mom talk to her in the 90s and she did it every day of her life until she died. And she said that saved her life. So this, just different people have different avenues for it.
Right, or where they're stuck, right?
Yeah. And then, so the next thing that you could do if you want to do process work is you need to hear, right? You need to hear what's going on with them. And so you could ask, this is what I would do if you had enough time to do it. I would say, hello, Spirit, I want to sincerely ask you, I just want to ask you, what has it been like to be my Spirit? What has it been like for you to be my heart?
What has
it been like for you to be my will? What has it been like for you to be my body? Really connected, right?
Yeah.
And then another process. See, that once you understand the dynamics of the father, mother, and the heart, once you understand that, you can begin to do mentoring and life coaching on yourself and conflict resolution. If your mother is in pain, you say, well, who's causing this pain? And then you find out body, and your mother, maybe she can't talk about it, and then you ask your body, who's causing this pain in your mother? Ask the heart, who's causing this pain? You know, and they'll say, listen, the spirit got polarized to this particular belief. You're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not beautiful, and that is hurting her. So then you talk to spirit, so we need to let go of that judgment. We need to let go of that. Because I have a whole thing on letting go of judgments and letting go of denials. But because the spirit was polarized to that particular belief. That held a suppressive atmosphere on the mother for a long time.
Yeah.
She suffered from that. And so you're getting four sides of yourself plus you working on your issues. You see how profound that can be?
Yeah.
And there, you're talking right to the horse's mouth. Who's hurting who? Who's feeling what now? And then what I can do about it.
Yeah. You know,
what can I do to help?
And it's immediate.
Yeah. They say we want more communication. And like you talking about your body. What does body need? Well, I want to move more. I want to go outside and move around more. I want to swim.
Want sex.
All that kind of stuff. If you've been a strict vegetarian for like 30 years, right, and your will says, I want some chicken, you better goddamn give them some chicken. Right? Chicken, because she's been holding the fort for you for your whole life.
Yeah.
Her whole life to you.
Yeah.
This is, you know, there is no relationship stronger than this.
Yeah.
Your parents will die or leave you or abuse you. Your husband will die or leave you or abuse you. Your children will go away and leave you, but your spirit, heart, will, and body never leave you.
Yeah.
And when that becomes the core of your relationship, well, that is what you value the most, is this core relationship between your spirit, heart, mm-hmm. will, and body, and you. Then the stings and arrows of love and lost romance just don't.
Isn't it attractive?
I mean, that hurts. Like, oh, I would have pain, yes. But your primary love is,
yourself.
I don't want my heart to be hurt. I don't mm-hmm. want my spirit or my will to be, suffering because of this person that I got involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that person to the moon and back.
Mm-hmm.
But I love myself
more. Yeah. I learned that.
I protect myself because that's who I live and die with.
Yeah.
And, and you don't have an emptiness of your soul. When you can, your soul is your will, your emotional body. When you can fill her with respect and gratitude and kindness and love and treats and joy and play and laughter, you fill her with that. You know, you don't have a hole in your soul anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have a hole in your heart because you can fill it.
I love it.
Yeah, that's the understandings.
Well.
And then the other thing. Okay, who are you when you do this? Who are you? You see, for the first time in your life, you have been the mentor, the teacher, the healer to your own self.
Mm-hmm.
You are the queen of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Your word is God to them, And you are now a compassionate queen or king, right? And your body is the kingdom of heaven because these four spirits that we're talking about, the spirit, your heart, your will, and your body, those four spirits are the physical manifestation of the four spirits of the Godhead. So you are literally in the place of the throne of the Godhead. You are in the kingdom of heaven as the king or queen. You understand?
Yeah, got it.
This is a whole different thing. And if you take it at that level, you can do some tremendous process work with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other thing is protection, self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a little child and you're in the store or something. And some adult walks up to that little child, starts screaming at him, and then smacks your little child. What are you going to do?
Kick his ass or her ass.
You're going to call the police. There's going to be blood on the floor.
That's right.
It's my kid.
That's
the attitude that you want to have to protect your spirit, heart, will, and body. When you have that attitude, that warrior with a sword always ready, right? When you have that attitude, you become pretty much unassailable. And the other thing is, let's talk about this.
Okay.
If you're not in the role of authority,
someone else is.
Who is?
Yeah.
The outside, right?
Yeah.
This is so significant, okay? It is the loop, right? Right here. See my arm? That's the skin. Right? From the skin in is where I live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet all of my wounding comes from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, my teachers, my lovers, my failures, my stuff. It's always outside in. That's where the pain comes from, right? But you can heal from the inside out. But it is this reaching out for authority, the doctor, the healer, the authority, the wisdom keeper, the guru, they're always outside you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This loops you into yourself. You have this dialogue to yourself. You can heal yourself. you can mentor yourself. You can be the wisdom keeper for yourself. And that's going in. Now, when the spirit that is you, the one that leaves, right, and then comes back, when the spirit is you is in the driver's seat, right, And you as the spirit are going into your spirit, heart, will, and body. That's an inner loop. You're looping in to do your healing. You're looping in to make connections. You're looping in for love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, that means that you're going to heal your inner child, right? Your inner child has a feeling of like a six-year-old or a seven-year-old. There's a feeling there of a six-year-old or a seven-year-old, but you're feeling it now.
Mm-hmm.
So you heal it now by going back in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, when that loop happens, the loop to the past pain, the loop of me healing my past pain, this opens the door now to my future self coming into helping me. This is a game changer. A complete game changer. Because your future self has, you've already set the pattern for your present self healing your past self.
Right.
Which opens the door for your future self. But I am right now my past self.
Exactly.
My future self.
Exactly.
And that's the loop you want. And that's the loop the government has been trying to fill. When this gets going like that, it is government. Because we take outside of ourselves, we take our authority from outside of ourselves, our help and our assistance and our love and our life and all that kind of stuff, protection and all that kind of stuff from the government, from the structure, from society, all that kind of stuff. That is not the reality at all. It's inner directed, inner guided, inner balanced, inner protected, you know, inner governed. Yeah. It's a whole different game change. And it is this kind of mentality that you're going to create the new world. We're not going to create a better 2.0 government. That's not going to work.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Any questions? You have anything else like that you want to talk about? Because we can keep going here.
Well, let's keep going.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, this hasn't been on Earth before in this format. It was mentioned about by Christ. He did a small little section on this. He asked one of the rabbis, and he said, he asked one of the rabbis, what is the greatest commandment? And the rabbi said, to love God with all your spirit, all your will, with your whole spirit, your whole will, and your whole heart, and all the strength of, and all your strength, which is the strength of your body. And Christ said, that's right. And to love your fellow man as you love yourself.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Spirit, heart, will, and body, make them whole. And then you can love your fellow man as you love yourself. Well, I just showed you, you just increased your self-love by 400%.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the way to making your spirit, heart, will, and body whole, complete, unwounded, you know, healed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can love your fellow man as you love yourself. Because right now, you're loving yourself 400 times more when you do this.
Cool.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there is biblical reference for that.
Is there any Ayurvedic the Vedic scripture with this, too? I know you love that.
You ever see the statues of gods that have four faces?
Yeah.
The statues of God that have four arms?
Yep.
The four parts of self.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh. You ever seen with the four? No, there can be many more.
Right.
Okay, here's the other thing. We told that we're one individuated person, right? I am me, and I'm not the computer, I'm not the tree, I'm not the house, I'm not the sky, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not all this stuff, I'm me, I'm this most exclusive me that I can be, I'm most exclusive, right? And that drives you nuts, and then when you get nuts, your brain splits, and then you become schizophrenic. That means a one person that's got a split brain, right?
Yep.
And then they said, well, that's a mental illness. But on the other hand, the gurus and the sadhus say, oh, we're all one.
Yeah. Well, Sasquatch say that.
You're not all one. You're the most exclusive not all one that there can be, because that's the way we've been trained in this society. But now, you went from being monophrenic, one mind, one consciousness, to being polyphrenic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet to go from polyphrenic to go into omniphrenic.
Oh, now we're talking.
You see where I'm going?
Yes, yes.
You can't be all one unless you at least begin, start off with polyphony. Mm-hmm. And if you can be the higher self of your spirit, that's the God of light, you know, God of light, love. And you can be connected to the Great Mother. She's the Great Mother. Everything is connected to everything.
Yeah.
Right? And heart of creation. All of creation will fit in your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be one in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it goes, you know. And in order to do that, is you're going to be multiple, you're multiple beings, right?
Right.
All one. I am one. I am one with everything. I am one with all
dimensions, right?
I am my brother one. I am my father one. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
In order to do that, you got to break that identity barrier.
Yeah.
I'm not the tree, and I'm not the bear, and I'm not the, and I'm, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, we're all that.
Expanded.
Energetically, we are the all one. And this helps a lot to move down the field in that direction of being polyphony. And then this other thing is, like, when you look at people, you know, you can see how disconnected they are from their heart, or how long they have been suffering in their body. It's a really good way. It's like astrology, right? You can tell people who are spirit, right? And that's a spirit person because they're just in their head and they're disconnected or whatever, right? And you can see the heart people. You know, there's heart people. You can just say, oh, look, they're just, that's a heart person. They love everything and they're just, you know, they're just so full of heart. And real people are like the great, that motherly energy and lust and passion and fun and joy and sexuality. You know, and then there's the people who are body people. You know, people who do athletics and lift weights and go to the gym. And it doesn't mean that they're not intelligent, because an athletic person can be very intelligent because the heart-body connection, you know. I mean, the spirit-body connection. So, and you can see how it all goes, right? Like I said, in terms of relationship, we already talked about that, I think, before we started.
Yeah.
My heart, my spirit is the man, and my belly is the woman. And if I want to go see a connect to a woman out here, I have to be sure that my connection between my spirit and my will is in good place.
Yes.
Because she's going to represent my will, right? And I'm representing her spirit. And that's the connection that gets you balanced, right?
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
If you don't see that, then you won't see what's coming.
Right.
If my spirit is not addressing my will at all, that means I've denied my will and I'm out of touch with my emotional body. And I'm looking for this woman to fill up my will because I have no connection to my will. I want her to be the feminine. I want her to complete me. Because I don't know how to complete myself, you see, and that is a recipe. But no woman wants to complete somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'd be a stand-in for the soul in their soul. You see what I'm saying? It becomes a usury.
A control.
Wounded child kind of, wounded man kind of thing. But if you understand how these guys work, then you can work out all your relationship stuff.
Yeah.
But like little children are all will. They don't have a spirit. they're like, it's just feeling, right? And then you can watch as that spirit slowly comes in and they become more and more intellectualized and more identity and all that kind of stuff. But if you understand that the children are all will and all heart, then you talk to them differently.
Yeah.
You don't try to make them little adults because you're insecure.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the best parent in the world, and you load your children up with all kinds of expectations that are not age appropriate and stuff like that. I call ADHD, you know what I call ADHD?
Right.
The perfect parent syndrome.
Oh, ooh, well said. Yeah. Mama should look at mama, Daddy should look at daddy, right?
Okay,
we just have a few minutes.
Health issues. If you have health issues, for sure, find out what your deepest pain is and find out if you have, like, arthritis or fibromyalgia or something like that, find out what's going on.
Okay.
Who's holding anger? Who's holding resentment? Who's,
who's been hurt, who's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And try to resolve that. Because once you resolve the energy first, then mm-hmm. the body will heal.
Right.
You try, and if the energy is a thought form, I'm not good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can put on, lay on psychic energy and healing and all that kind of stuff from the outside in, and you'll give that person relief. But if the thought form is still there, then you know, it's going to come back or it'll come out in another way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you got to clear out that, you know, I'm not good enough, I am good enough. Well, I'm not worthy of love, I am worthy of love. I'm worthy of love in this way and that way and this way and that way. That's the second, one of the second things I teach is the judgment and denial of these. It's like a snake in a snake bite, right?
The healers
heal the snake bite, but if you don't kill the snake, then the snake can bite you again in another way.
Yeah.
So when you have something like I'm not worthy, right? Or I'm not worthy in the eyes of God or something like that, that's the snake. But the feeling is, you know, guilt and shame and depression, right? And mm-hmm. sadness, right? Mm-hmm. That's the feeling. And you can try to heal that, but until you get rid of that snake, it says you're not worthy in the life in the eyes of God, or you're not worthy in the eyes of your father or something like that. You know what I mean?
So you communicate.
Unless you get rid of the snake, then you haven't really healed anything.
Right.
It's the energy of the words, the person, but automatic subconscious, nonverbal, invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see that it was your dad that said that, and you have to feel it, and you can hear it, and then you can release it because you say, that's not true.
I love it.
That time in my life it was true, but for the rest
not
of my
now.
Life it's not true, so I'm releasing that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, very good. We're at the end of our show, Michael.
Wow. That went fast.
Went fast, huh?
Yes. Everyone's just like, I know they're enjoying it. So thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your wisdom and your love and your language lessons of the heart. And they can reach you at Michael Harrell on Facebook. And that's Michael.Harrell, H-A-R-R-E-L-L .1426. And thank you, everyone, for coming on the Cosmic Oracle Show. Love to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll stay in touch, of course. See you. See you.
This is the beginning of the magic. It gets better.
I love it. Well, we'll have you back on again if we're so lucky. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. Take care. Much love to everybody.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right?
No.
That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shining Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
20 years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives?